AI made me do it, better, faster, unhappier. Summary. Maximizers aim for the best, but struggle with happiness. Satisficers settle for pretty good, and are content, avoiding decision fatigue. AI offers endless options, causing regret. The solution? Half-ass things, chill out, limit choices, and set deadlines. Strive to be a satisficer for more joy and less stress. Full article. We are maximizers. We think through all the possible options. We make lists, do our research, and try our hardest. We are thoughtful and thorough. In theory, that sounds pretty good. Well, it's not. At least not in terms of our happiness. You know what we should be if we want to be happier? Satisficers. Satisficers have it pretty good. Pretty good is the unofficial slogan for satisficers. The satisficer's basic approach to life is, if it's pretty good, it's good enough. Satisficers don't spend a lot of time working through most decisions or wondering if they made the right choice. They make a choice and move on. They are content. Maximizers are rarely content because they are constantly worried that they could do better. Pretty good is just not good enough, which is a shame. AI is catnip for us maximizers. The promise of AI is information on virtually any topic in a highly accessible format. This makes it possible for us to do better than ever. Do better is the unofficial slogan of maximizers. Unfortunately, AI can often make us feel worse. More information means more options. More options mean more effort as we consider multiple alternatives, any of which could make us happy. A vacation in the sun? Great. Should we go to Baja? What about Costa Rica? Or Oaxaca? Hawaii could offer a direct flight, so maybe that's the best option. The minute we decide and book our trip, we start second-guessing ourselves. Couldn't we do better? What options did we miss? The thing about choices is that they never involve just one thing. Sure, you get what you choose, but you also lose out on what you don't choose. We're like kids at Halloween. If you're at the house with the bowl of full-sized Hershey bars and the bowl of apples, making the choice is easy and there is no regret. The problem is the house with the full-sized Reese's and the Kit Kat and the Crunch Bar. Choosing the Reese's means that you can't have that Kit Kat or that Crunch Bar, and you like those too. We anticipate regret at the moment we make the choice, which reduces the pleasure of the gain. Then we experience regret at the moment of consumption, as we wonder about the candy bar not chosen. Satisficers manage this double regret better than the rest of us. But exposure to more possibilities can push satisficers into maximizer mode, and that's not great. The more choices we make and the more complex the choices, the more we feel decision fatigue. Our brains get tired from all that work, leaving us feeling depleted, confused, and full of FOMO. Fear not, friends. There is a way out. It is surprisingly easy, but it does take a little courage. The solution is this: half-ass things. Mail it in for a change. Don't give it your all. Accept that many of the decisions you make don't matter in the grand scheme of things. Channel that person you know who simply cruises through life. We know you can think of several examples of someone like this off the top of your head. We aren't advocating for you to do this in all aspects of life. Nor are we suggesting that turning into a total slacker will make you happy. Instead, what we are offering to our maximizer friends in particular is to just chill out a little bit. We noted that AI is part of the problem for maximizers, but it can also be part of the solution. Here are some tips on writing what we think of as low-regret AI prompts. Suggest a clear perspective or voice. Like, how can I sound more confident, not arrogant, in my document? If you need options, ask for them to be limited in number and distinct, as in, give me no more than 3 distinct options for lunch today. The greater the difference between options, the easier the choice tends to be. Provide the AI with your purpose and the prompt and be as specific as possible. Please summarize this report so I may understand it better. Time box yourself. Give yourself a hard deadline and set a strict limit to the amount of time you dedicate to a decision. Work has a tendency to fill the amount of time that you give it, and limiting time can really cut down on those maximizing tendencies. We would like to note that we are trying to satisfy this more ourselves, but maximizing is a hard habit to break. If you read our last post on ADHD, it may come as no surprise that our maximizing is likely tied to an attempt to mask some of our symptoms, making it more of a challenge to move into satisficing mode. We are finding that it can be surprisingly hard to half-ass things, but the results are kind of great, and we feel better about it than we thought we would. We hope you will join us in half-assing more things in your life, so that you find more time to do things that bring you joy. We know no one gives out apples these days. We are Gen X, give us a break.